Well, good morning to everyone. In the King James Version of the Bible, in Luke 14, Jesus tells the parable of the Great Supper. He begins the parable by saying, "A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and he sent his servant at supper time to say to those who are invited, 'Come, for all things are now ready.'" Now here in the South, we call the evening meal supper, not dinner. Supper has a very warm and nostalgic connotation. In the 1950s, Jim Reeves wrote a song entitled "Supper Time." There's a line in the song that describes his mother calling out, "Come home, come home, it's supper time." When I think of supper, I think of a big kitchen. I think of a large table with children sitting with their parents. I think of people enjoying themselves, conversing as they satisfy their hunger for food. To me, supper means not only eating physical food. Supper also means being with those you love. Supper means laughter and joy in fellowship together. Supper means satisfying not only your body, but also your heart. Friends, Jesus wants us to know that coming to God is like coming to supper. In the parable, the man wanted a full house at his great supper, so he sent out many, many invitations. Some that he invited refused the invitation and instead sent excuses. Friends, it is very interesting that Jesus gives us all an invitation to the great supper, not a subpoena. You see, an invitation can either be accepted or rejected, but a subpoena is a requirement to attend. With an invitation, however, a person has a choice to make. He or she can either accept the invitation or turn the invitation down. Question: have we properly and officially accepted the invitation of Jesus to be in His eternal kingdom? Have we RSVP'd? Or have we made excuses for being neglectful in responding? Brethren, Jesus asked all of us. Jesus invites all to the coming great supper in heaven. Jesus invites each one of us to attend and participate in the wonderful reunion that awaits us. Let us all accept with gladness the invitation to the glorious great supper. Amen.